Hello, this is the Indie Pod class. We're here to guide independent artists as they travel through the industry so they can make better decisions and avoid many mistakes. Welcome. Hey you everyone, it's Odd here with another episode of the Indie Pod class. A month into the new year is already gone, so it made sense to resume before 2023 goes too far. We have episodes on many topics with lessons that will definitely be valuable to any artist who listens, so I really think you should check out our previous episodes. And if you love what you hear and don't mind sharing, you should share. I'll be starting this year by bringing to your attention some facts that will change the way you go about your career as an artist. Some may make things easier for you, like I hope they all do. Some may make things more complicated for you, but I'm bringing them to you because I believe knowing them and acting on them will be good for you. But before we do that, let's have a quick music break. I present to you the first verse of my song, Let Me Speak.
Let me speak, yeah. I promised myself a cut in the house before I was 25. Then I record a song, then go blow up, then get myself a wife. I got none and I have no promises for when I'm 35. I'm just glad that you're glad to have me in your life. Give me your big hug if you ever miss me. Do it for me cause I need it and do it for you. Give it a couple years and your brother will share and embrace. My wish list is so long and every wish feels like a need. To be worth $1 million, to work less and to go back to being 23, huh?
I'm wishing
I could convert some of my awesomeness to money that I can spend.
I'm wishing
that God could talk about into 80s and take the work on my hands.
I'm wishing
that every song that I publish will hit a million streams in a week.
I'm wishing
to have answers to all the questions my children will have for me.
Yeah.
I know I probably never have a threesome. I know I probably never swim. I know I probably never stop wondering what it's like to be high on weed. I know I probably never get my flowers while I still breathe. And karma is probably as lazy as me. Out of experience, I talk about it. Someone told me karma could be a bitch.
Yeah.
I said I know I had sex with teeth. And when I did, that lasted for so long.
Come on, come after me.
I'm waiting for Jesus to visit again and take us all to his place. We'll all be happy forever and cannot teach other and listen to me on repeat. Let me speak, Pastor Mike, let me speak.
Welcome back, good people and students of the Indie Pod class. Today, I'm sharing some facts that I think every independent artist should accept because they are valid and because there's nothing that can be done about them. Knowing them should push you to go about your career as an artist in a better and more productive way. The first fact, not all your friends will be your fans. I know this firsthand. It could be because you're performing in a genre they don't roll with, or because your lyrical style is not what they love. People don't have to tweak their music taste to accommodate you, and that's okay. However, I believe your friends should support you as an artist, whether they are into your genre or not. They should share your songs with others and suggest it to those who listen to your style of music. If they don't, what kind of friends are they? If you ask me, I'll say they are assholes, but what's asking? Also, some people won't be your fans, not because they don't like your style of music, but because you're not famous. And I guess some of your friends are also like that. Many people are drawn to music artists only when they are famous. I think it's something that has to change, but until that change comes, just do what you have to do. I think this fact should move you from being bitter towards your friends because they don't listen to your music, and make you focus your promotional efforts on people who will appreciate your music more, so you can get better results and fewer disappointments. The second fact, you don't always know which song will be your biggest song. I'm basing this on different stories I've heard from different artists, how they just put out a song they didn't feel was going to be big and it blew up, and how they put out a song they thought would be a hit and it stayed down there. Of course, your promotional effort plays a significant role in how big your song goes, but how the audience receives your song is a more critical factor. Remember that you and your audience have different music tastes, and so what they prefer and what you prefer may not always be the same thing. I think what this fact should move you to do is make you put less pressure on yourself to make hit songs. Just do songs you consider good songs and let your audience decide which to push to hit level. Before I get into the third fact, I want to shout out Fowobi Consulting Limited. It's a management consulting firm in Nigeria that focuses on concept development, structural planning, employee training, and tax consultancy. They also assist with TSC activities like business name registration, company incorporation, registration of trustees, post-incorporation activities like annual returns and filing of taxes, and more. You can reach out to them. Their contact information is in the description of this episode. You can't miss it. Now let's get to the third fact. There's no perfect song. Every song you make can be made better. You never get to a point where you say you have the perfect song. Also, the idea of a perfect song differs from listener to listener. So what some listeners will call the perfect song is not what others will say is the perfect song. Sometimes we feel pressure to keep working on a song or project even when it sounds good enough because we want something better, because we want something perfect. But I promise you that you keep editing forever if you need perfection, because even after you release a song you consider perfect, an idea will still come to your mind and you wish you thought of it while producing the song. This fact should take off the pressure of your idea of perfection and should let you know that a song that is good is good. Just put out your song knowing that even though it can be better, you've given it your best, and that you have other songs to work on and other aspects of your career to pay attention to, like marketing and other things to do with your life. Now, the fourth and final fact for this episode: you don't need a label. Many of us are looking for record labels to take us in because we've seen how artists go from unknown to hit seconds after they get signed. We want to be big, but record labels are not the only way. If you are an older artist, say above 27, the chances of being signed are slimmer for you. So are you going to give up simply because you're not getting signed? Many artists have done it independently, so you should believe that you can. I think this fact should push you to stop depending on a Prince Charming label to come and sweep you off your feet and it will be happy ever after for you, but to start working independently towards the future you want for your career. Now, if you listen to the Indie Podcast, you'll learn a lot that will move you closer to the future you desire, so keep listening. You should follow us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from. If you have a friend that's an artist, please share this with them. I hope you learned something today, and I hope you'll act on it, and I hope the results you get will be positive. Before I run off, I should quickly throw this in. If you are an independent brand out here and you'd love to get a shout out on the Indie Podcast, reach out to us on Instagram at Indie Podcast, IndiePodcasts. All shout outs are free. We'll be waiting to hear from you. So I'll be running off now. Thanks for joining me. I look forward to more episodes with you. And as I leave, I'll leave you with the final part of the song, Let Me Speak.
Yeah. I create my own dreams and I make my own visions. And if I choose to fail, just let it be my own decision. But I'm up to greater heights, I'm on a heaven mission. Until I reach the skies, I put my stars in proposition. I'm never talking dreams, cause I make reality. And just like Machiavelli, you bury my fears in cemetery. I know no legend like this is ever born by humans, cause I'm a child of time and see what time has made me. My past is history, cause I'm walking through the future now. I face my fear with rigor, let the glory come around. I always use my case to justify these prospects. And when I use the mic, I just rap. Let's use the flowers on me. Believe it's real.